Hi, Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz, BSU softball team taking part in the Husky Dome tournament this weekend down in St. Cloud. Pitcher Kelsey Saralampi with us. How hard was it coming back north after being able to be outside and be able to play and you come back to all this snow?
It was pretty rough. At first, the beginning of the week, it was actually really cold down in Missouri, so it wasn't too different from being in Bemidji. But our last day, it was about 65 degrees, so it was really rough coming back to fresh snow on the ground and having to drag our equipment back to our rooms off the bus in the snow.
You guys officially finished 1-3 down there. You did win a bunch of games that were technically exhibition games, so they don't count in the record. But what did you guys learn about yourselves with a new coach and a lot of new players? What did you learn down there?
I think we're building confidence in ourselves, and we learned that we can really rely on our coach. He's always there and being supportive to us. We had a lot of players step up for us in big ways. One of our new transfers, Ashley Erickson, actually, her first pitch of her first at-bat hit a home run, so that was pretty cool, and we're just learning how to fill different positions and having different people step up to different roles.
As a pitcher, what's it like to have the entire coaching staff be former catchers? Because they see the game a lot differently than a pitcher does.
They do see it differently, but it helps, too, because they know how your spin is supposed to look when they're catching it, so they can tell you what you're doing wrong, and that really helps me fix pitches when I'm doing little things wrong. They can usually catch it and tell me what's going on.
How many pitches do you throw?
Let's see. I have a drop, curve, screw, a high fastball, and a changeup, so about five, but three that are only, able to throw strikes for.
What is your go-to pitch, first pitch of an at-bat?
I'd say my curveball, but it actually went on vacation this spring break when we left. I don't think it traveled to Missouri with us, so I've been working on getting that back. So right now it'd be my drop ball.
Full count, what is it?
Either the drop or the curve, depending on if it came back from vacation or not.
Is it easier pitching earlier in the year? Because the saying is the pitchers are ahead of hitters earlier in the year. Doesn't it really matter?
Well, I'd say that that's true in the fall season when you come back from summer and not many people have been playing. But now coming early in the season, so many teams have been hitting in the cage and going off pitching machines and coming back from spring break that everyone's pretty used to pitching. It's not very much different at all.
You and Courtney split time during the conference season last year. How did the two of you, in your mind, complement each other?
Well, I think the main way we complement each other is our pitches. I'm mainly a low pitcher. I throw drops, and Courtney's a high pitcher. She throws a lot of fastballs, so usually we can get batters pretty off balance. She'll throw high, and I'll throw low, and it's a good mix.
Safe to say, then, that if she's pitching game one of a doubleheader and you're pitching game two, that you feel you need to get on them early?
Oh, yeah, definitely. She always starts off with a lot of strikeouts, so I come in and just do my best. They're all pretty much warmed up to hitting. So I come in and I hope that they ground out or pop out, and we get outs any way we can.
How much better is the competition going to be this weekend than what you guys saw down south?
It's going to be a wake-up call, that's for sure. I mean, we played a lot of community colleges, but they were high-quality community colleges. But we're definitely going to have to step up our game this weekend.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU softball team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.